is not a series of spiritual conferences. It is not a seminar on the Catholic faith and Catholic morals. It is not even a week or several days in listening to explanations of Catholic doctrine in the spirit of prayer. All of these are elements in the retreat. But the final purpose of a retreat is to make a salutary improvement in our lives. This is still by way of introduction. We ask ourselves, how is this improvement to be achieved? In several ways, as we'll see in the next 3 days. But the one way which is most fundamental, because it depends on our free will, is to make definite resolutions for the future of our spiritual life. I would like to approach this important introductory subject from three angles by asking three questions. First, what virtues have most struck me in my reflection on the life of Jesus and Mary, that I believe I need to develop in my life? Second, how should I go about developing these Christ-like and Mary-like virtues? And then thirdly, what does it mean to resolve to cultivate the virtues that my mind, enlightened by faith and further illuminated by the grace you will receive during these days, what virtues should I, by the time I finish this retreat, resolve with my will and tell God I'm going to change what needs changing, remove what needs removal, and what needs addition, and always improve what needs improvement? We begin then by asking ourselves, what does it mean to decide on what virtues always with Christ and Mary as our models do I most need? Is it humility, as seen from my manifestation manifestation of pride, especially in my speech. His impatience in becoming discouraged over the least inconvenience or experience of pain, or we are shown in my anger over persons and situations that if I'd only think for a moment, I would realize they are placed into my life by God. And no one in his right mind would be impatient with God. Is it charity that I need? In talking about other people's failings, in ignoring other people's needs, my friends, there is one person's needs we never ignore. You know. Is it charity that I need in my moodiness and preoccupation with myself? Is it prudence that I need in not thinking before I speak or in acting on impulse? And allowing my feelings to control my conduct. Don't tell me men, in contrast with women, cannot be emotional. Prudence. Is it chastity that I need in the control of my eyes, my ears, my touch? Is it industriousness that I need in praying? I think a lot of people don't pray or pray as much as they should because, in plain Anglo-Saxon, they're lazy. Is it prayerfulness that I need? You will have made a good retreat if you honestly face yourself in God's presence and ask yourselves, am I praying enough? Am I praying as well as I should? Just for the record, it is an infallible article of the Catholic faith, and those will be saved who pray. And those will not be saved who do not pray. We know enough about our faith and heard enough to know that during the retreat, we should compare our conduct with that of Jesus and roses, and ask coincidence of the virtue that I am practicing comparable to those of the Son of God become man and of his Virgin Mother. It is in the best spirit of St. Ignatius, the heavenly patron of spiritual exercises, to identify certain virtues that I need to develop. Note the three crucial words. As I see myself before God, need, ask clearly God's will for me, and to develop my improving in my life. He'll make as good a retreat as we're honestly, sincerely naked in the eyes of God, and seeing ourselves as He sees us, with our good qualities, with such virtues as we possess, but with emphasis, with such weakness and failings and sinful tendencies that we possess. Part 2. How are we to develop the virtues that we need? Notice what you're saying. Have you to make the kind of a retreat that Christ wants us to, the first condition is that we know, quite frankly, why shall I use the verb? Why bother making a retreat? If I have all that I need, now, a priori, We don't have all that we need. But what a difference between not having the virtues that we need and realizing that we don't have them. Incidentally, one of the surest ways of finding out what virtues we need, dare I say it, ask someone who is honest and open with you. Our second area of reflection is assuming, after having prayerfully reflected on the condition of my soul, that I am in need in the list of the virtues. What am I supposed to do to develop the virtues that I need? There is no secret about how we should grow in the Christ-like and Marian virtues that by now a lifetime of experience has taught us that we, you and I, really need. Notice we're stressing the how, and we're answering, you will make progress in virtue and a series of ifs. if we are convinced that we need to become more humble, more patient, more charitable, more industrious, more gentle, more thoughtful, more self-effacing, more cheerful, more obedient, more self-controlled, more prayerful, and I'll stop. The first condition to remove our moral failings or grow in the virtues that we need, the first condition is conviction. I must be mentally convinced that I need these virtues. Secondly, we're asking ourselves how we are to develop the virtues we need. First, be convinced that we need to become, and more whatever. If we pray and ask our Lord and our Lady to grant us the grace we need to become more pleasing to Him and to her. After weeks of reflection, I have decided that this retreat that will be necessarily based on the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius and the basic premises of Ignatian spirituality will be followed. But I would like to share with you what I hope will be a distinctive feature of the spiritual exercises for this retreat. What is it? That it will be a retreat on divine grace. What am I saying? That as we go through the meditations of the retreat, this is our opening conference. I will keep before the eyes of our mind always what is most important to know, and that is that when we were baptized, we received a super long pole, a supernatural life, and that everything, and the word is everything in our lives, depends on how strong is this supernatural life. And the whole purpose of the retreat is to take stock of this, I repeat, supernatural life that we received when we were baptized. Then we repeat from another angle. God, He knows us. He made us for a purpose. In our next conference, we will reflect more in detail on the purpose that God had in creating us. But the focus of this retreat, I should like to have not only why did God make us, and out of nothing into existence. But why did he, shall I say, remake us, regenerate us? There were over 5 billion people in the world. I don't know, but I feel safe in saying that not more than 1.5 billion at the outside are baptized. We leave to God's mercy the prospect of their eternal destiny for those who have never learned the true faith and who have never been baptized. But all of us have been. The purpose of the retreat is to deepen and strengthen our supernatural life. There's only one desire we should have in life. And there's only one purpose in my coming here to share with you the convictions that we all have on faith. That when our body dies, as it will, that our soul will be alive by the grace of God. Nothing, nothing, nothing else matters. Nothing, nothing. All that matters is that our body is buried, that our souls will be alive with that supernatural life that we received when we were baptized. That's all. Because if our souls are not alive when our body dies and is buried, then our souls will also, please God, not to us, our souls, as your faith and mine, will be buried in hell. We're asking ourselves, how are we to develop the virtues that, with honesty on our part and grace from God, we will have identified that we need? We will develop the virtues if we take practical measures to do so. And whatever else you do during these 3 days, be sure you are down to earth where we still are. Few recommendations. If we take practical measures to remove the occasions of sin, all the occasions to timidity in our lives, go back and reread what Christ told John in the Apocalypse. If only you were hot or cold, but you are lukewarm, and so I will vomit you, this is Christ speaking, out of my mouth. know I'm talking to the right audience. You wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here. And we did not want to do more than just keep out of hell. God forbid that our lives are lukewarm with the prophetic threat of Christ telling us, I will vomit you from my mouth. How are we to take practical measures? By examining ourselves regularly. By rule, following my father in God, Ignatius, we are to examine our consciences twice a day, 15 minutes each time. I'd be a fool even to bring this up if I had not, with God's grace, try to remain faithful to what I involved myself to do. Now, I can believe it for the last 50 years. Daily examination of conscience. How will I take practical measures to remove what needs removal, to improve what needs improvement? Well, here it is. Penalizing ourselves, if only in a small way, if after a day we look back and admit, I shouldn't have done this, I should not have said that. I'm not finished yet with the how. This is the opening conference of the retreat. Just to be called the subject, the purpose of the spiritual exercises. If we're going to improve our lives and remove the sins that offend God, He must watch our thoughts. All virtue begins in the mind. And correspondingly, all vice begins in the mind. We're going to be only as patient as we think patient thoughts. Only as kind as we think kindly thoughts. How this needs saying, only as chaste as we think chaste thoughts. Only as prudent as we think prudent thoughts. Only as prayerful as we think prayerful thoughts. Meaning what? Meaning what? Meaning that we have God in our minds. Pardon me. I have to say it. There is one idol. Dare I say it? There is one deity with a small d that is always on our minds. Some years ago, I'm teaching a class of novices in a women's community in Philadelphia. Small library in the classroom. He has one of those too, to go to the dictionary. Not a big one. Standard Webster's desk dictionary. I asked, open the dictionary to S and count the number of words beginning with self. Young Nun counted 91 words in English. The United States is becoming a pagan nation. Can you hear me? But pagans worship idols. Thanks for the definition. God knows, only He can read the human heart. By judging by the conduct of so many people, millions are worshiping themselves. The very word choice has become the explanation for the mass murder of over a million unborn children every year. Don't tell me that is not self-idolatry. Asking ourselves, what's the purpose of a retreat? And we said the purpose of a retreat is to improve, change, of course, for the better, our spiritual lives. And the third way is that already beginning this evening, and I won't let up until Sunday morning, every plan to make definite, concrete, specific resolutions with our wills. Then notice, if we're to make the resolution that God wants us to make with our wills, He must first use our minds. He must first decide with our minds what we should do. And I submit this is the main purpose of my being here. To bring thoughts to your mind that otherwise might not want to think about. Then having decided in my mind what God wants me to do, then I make an act of the will and I choose, that's all the retreat is, and then choose to do what my mind, enlightened by God's grace, tells me I should do. Period. That's it. I strongly recommend that before the end of the retreat, at least briefly, if only in a few sentences, you tell our Lord in writing what you plan, by the help of His grace, to do. a short prayer in two paragraphs. Begging God for the grace to make a good retreat. Lord of my soul and God of my heart, help me to make this retreat according to the mind of your divine heart. Teach me to prepare and dispose myself to be rid of all inordinate attachments, and after the removal, to seek and find your divine will and the disposition of my life for the salvation of my soul. My Savior, I know how profitable it is for a person starting his retreat to enter upon the exercises with largeness of soul and generosity toward you, his Creator and Lord, and to offer you his entire liberty in all Israel. I therefore ask you to dispose me that during this retreat I may resign myself and all that I have to the will of your divine majesty. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.